Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, small businesses are watching to see what tax cuts and regulatory rollbacks proposed by President-elect Trump will mean for them, and how an entrepreneur in Arizona found or created demand by developing what's called goat yoga. Well, President-elect Trump and his emerging team are confident their proposed tax cuts and regulatory rollbacks will spark a dramatic upswing in economic growth. But Wall Street Journal economics reporter Ben Lubsdorf says at least two forces will make that difficult. Ben, set this up.
Well, so Donald Trump made a promise during the campaign, and it's been repeated by him several times, by his emerging administration, by Steven Mnuchin, his pick for Treasury Secretary. He says that he will get the U.S. GDP growth rate up to 3.5% a year, or even higher. He's sort of set that as a baseline for the average growth over the next 10 years. So he's not talking about a short-term burst of growth that would fade away. He's saying he will get the trend growth rate of the United States up. And that would be a big accomplishment because the growth rate during the current recovery has been about 2%, and the CBO and other forecasters think the growth will be about 2% going forward because there are these large structural forces at work, an aging population, slower growth in the workforce, stagnant productivity growth, that will make it really difficult for Donald Trump to follow through on this promise.
All right, so I guess we can all understand the aging population part, but what do you mean by slower growth? Why is that happening?
In the workforce, just because we had this tailwind for many decades, not just of baby boomers entering the workforce and moving up in positions, but also women entering the workforce in large numbers over the decades. Now, the labor force participation rate for women has been trending down since the year 2000. For men, the participation rate's been trending down for decades.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have a huge surge of immigration. You don't have a huge demographic boom. You just don't have the kind of fast growth in the workforce that you used to have and that used to help us generate growth of 3%, 4% a year. It's much more difficult to reach those numbers if you have a workforce that's not growing or growing very slowly.
All right. And explain, too, as you point out, these, quote, sluggish gains in productivity.
This is a problem that's not just facing the United States, but other advanced economies are also dealing with it. It's a little bit of a mystery. Productivity growth, you know, output per hour worked, has been very slow for years. And it's not clear what's going on there. There's probably a lot of different forces going into it. Sluggish investment by businesses in new equipment and facilities and software might be part of the story. But it's changed since the 90s when we had this big IT boom and productivity was growing very fast. That has stopped happening. And if you can turn that around, it could help boost growth. But if you've got very slow productivity gains combined with a very slow growth in your workforce, it will be very, very difficult to get economic growth up very high.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal economics reporter Ben Lubsdorf. His piece is called Aging Population and Stagnant Productivity Challenge Donald Trump's Growth Plan. Anybody saying that the way Mr. Trump is going to approach things could change these forecasts?
Well, so President-elect Trump's plan involves overhauling the tax code, rolling back regulations, promoting energy production in the United States. Infrastructure spending is something he's proposed. There's a lot of economists who believe that in the short run, at the very minimum, that those things could boost growth. And there's people who believe that some of these things will get productivity higher, could improve labor force participation. The question is, can you go from 2% to 3.5%. Most of the economists I've spoken to say that's a big haul, that's a big jump to make, and that will be very difficult for that to happen. But I also spoke to folks who have been advising Mr. Trump, and they say it is possible to get that growth. We've done it in the past. We can do it now because they say there's a lot of low-hanging fruit out there in terms of taxes and regulations that they believe are holding back U.S. growth. We will have to wait and see. I mean, there's a lot of doubt out there that he can do this. His campaign points out that, you know, there was a lot of doubt that he could win the race as well. So I don't think he'll be daunted by the fact that a lot of experts are saying this will be very difficult.
Thanks, Ben. Wall Street Journal economics reporter Ben Lubsdorf. Coming up next, an entrepreneur creates demand for goat yoga. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Well, here's entrepreneurial thinking creating a trend while finding a consumer need. It's been 3 months since April Gould first hosted a goat yoga class at her farm in Gilbert, Arizona, and they have exploded in popularity. Yes, that's goat yoga. It's currently the only place offering outdoor yoga classes with goats in Metro Phoenix, and apparently folks in Arizona can't get enough. USA Today says a sold-out crowd of about 60 people has flocked to the farm, ready to bend and twist among 8 friendly, pregnant goats in an acre of pasture. Ms. Gould is even organizing a class for a group visiting from Oklahoma for goat yoga. Ms. Gould, who's a 38-year-old mother of three, went from offering one class a month to a few per week. She and her business partner know their audience, by the way. They have a professional photographer at each class, a decorated area for goat selfies, and they've coined an official hashtag, and it's hashtag AZ for Arizona, hashtag AZ goat yoga. Classes are $10 each. The classes are an hour long, but you can stay afterwards to take photos and play with the goats. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.